So Sivan Rishnanbe. Sorry, I was late. But
Don't
let's
worry,
see
don't worry.
here.
So it
There's
was at
these.
8:15, you said.
Okay, so we'll start. Get as much as we could. We were talking about working on Friday, after Mincha Gedolah, after Mincha Ketanah, 9.5 hours into that. We said that was not. We can't do Melacha after that time. We said, okay, Arai or Melacha that's Mutar Chol HaMoed. We said certain things aren't going to be Mutar. And then, in this Siman, we're dealing with slightly different Melachot. Melachot that are right before Shabbat, but they're going to extend into Shabbat. And the question is that really a problem of, we'll see, of certain things? Shvita Kelim, we'll have to talk about, okay, what could it be? Okay, but
Okay, like washing machine, those
washing
things.
machine, exactly. So setting a trap is like in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, they talk about that. But you set a trap before Shabbat to catch an animal on Shabbat.
Yes.
So it's Machlok Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel says it's Asur, and the
But Chama
Beit
says
Shammai
it
says Asur. Beit
doesn't.
Hillel says Mutar. We hold like Beit Hillel, so it's Mutar.
Yeah.
And what's that Machlok? Okay, the Gemara says in the end it's based on Shvita Kelim. Is there an idea, just like a person's supposed to rest? And his children are supposed to rest, and his animals are supposed to rest. Shvita behem toh. You're not allowed to work your animals on Shabbat. So too, that's from the Emunah Torah.
Shvitat Kelim also.
So maybe we should say the same idea. Shvita kiyum. You can't have your utensils do things for you. So if we follow that, no timers, no factories that were working on Shabbat. You can't
It
set
would
up
have been
any
a
system.
different Shabbat,
It'd
like
be very
me.
different. But we don't hold like that. Let's see.
Not even a plata.
No. So the plant, the Gemara asks, how could Beit Shammai, how could they heat up food? So that they did. That they said, that's not called, if you start it before, that they allowed. If you have a fire going the whole time. That they never made any gezeira, you're going to do any malacha. If you, this
It's
way
a
you're,
gezeira
it,
of the channel.
yeah. And if you set up a certain system, so you're going to remember not to do anything wrong, so then it's
Well,
okay.
in the Mashiach, we're going to follow the channel, so we have to prepare.
Yeah, they say, since everybody knows that you're going to use this for Kavod Shabbat, so that's why it's not called Shvita Kelim for Beit Shammai. Okay.
Okay.
But it's an exception. Like, the rule by him is you can't do anything. That's what the exception is, cooking. It's the one
Even
exception.
lights?
No, you can leave it on the
Light,
light,
yeah,
I
because
think.
candles you can.
Yeah.
For sure, lights
Okay.
also.
I mean, you're not doing, it's not.
What's killing? Like, that's the
Kelim
thing.
is anything you own. Anything. A
Anything.
table. Whatever, the computer, the light. The light, I think you have to say, is like the fire. The fire, you can like keep going. Yeah. Okay. Mutar. I can look it up. We can see. I can check again.
You want
The
this?
Gemara says, just need to double check.
We finished my first Shabbat.
Yeah, but no, I want to do it. A lot of things. You tell him about that.
Like, you know, like, all
I
the
don't
mekorot
know.
for
I do
that
not
halacha.
know. I wish I did. I do not know. So let's see. Not Yotanu Beber. Yeah, Yotanu Beber will start. It will just say, no. Yotzayin. Yotzayin. Yeah, Yotanu Beber is where it starts. Just to say the main idea. It has, in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Shorin Diyo, V'Simanim, Kereshim, Kereshim, Ela, Kedesh, Yishrom, Lo. You're not allowed to set up a system where it's going to the clothing get dyed on Shabbat. You can't leave them in a cauldron that are going to get absorb the dyes in the clothing. That's
Okay.
Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel says Mutar. And then we give other examples, and then it says, in Porsim Mesudot, you can't set up traps. Okay, very good. Keeps going, keeps going, keeps going.
The
And
Mishnah.
then it brings the question on Yuchan Amud Bet. About at the top, the second line on the page, it says, I don't understand how according to Beit Shammai is it mutar to have a candle lit? Why is that mutar at the top here? It should be. How could you
Okay.
have? How could Beit Shammai matir a ner or a kedera, a pot or a shpud, a roasting? If you start it before Shabbat and it goes into Shabbat, your kelim are doing malacha. My time, sharu beit Hillel, demafke lehu afkure. You don't own those. Very interesting answer. It's like you don't own them. So you make it like you don't own them. Okay.
It's like Hefker.
Hefker. If somebody comes in the middle of Shabbat and says, I want to make a lot of money and collect all the Jews' candles and pots and whatever, it's Hefker. They could do that. Yeah. No, that's... it's not stealing because no one owns it, but you can't be Kona on Shabbat. So you have a non-Jew. Okay, anyway. Okay, fine. That's the main piece that I needed. Okay. Then the Tosa brings up, even before he brings up like Mafkelu Afkuri Avagadam and Nedarim Bein Hefker Bineishal Shah. Ah, this is not a valid way to make Hefker. You can't make Hefker in your heart. You have to tell people. It has to be in front of three. That's Machloket over there, but that's what we hold. So this is that's not going to be.
Yeah, we don't need.
Yeah, there's not a serious. Endless mochal. They say they says hachal abayin and v'stam ba'mafkelu. Basically, this is the regular. This is a standard. Every week, everybody knows that this happens. V'endless mochal zeh. Okay, then he brings up a different case. So if you have animals and you want to do shvita peyim to, now it's a problem to have your animals do work on Shabbat. You know, Torah. So what if I say I want to give it to a non-Jew? I'll rent my animals to a non-Jew, and they're going to work my animals on Shabbat. And I'll make money off of that. That's a problem.
You're renting them. You're getting money from them.
I'm getting money, yeah, but they're going to do melacha. The animals can't do melacha on Shabbat.
No, it's my animals. Particular yours.
If I sell to him, fine, that's a different story. But if I rent to him, that's asur. So what if I have an idea? I'll rent it to him, and then I'll say in my heart, I'm mafkir. And this way...
How are you going to get it back, then?
He'll get it back. He doesn't know that it was mafkir. He thinks I just rented it to him.
No, but that's not the standard. That's not the standard way.
No, that's not the standard way. So could you use this kula and make it hefker? No, no, no.
No.
So he says you can't use that kula. Yeah, he says, there's no option. You're not going to eat any food on Shabbat. Beit Shammai. You're not going to have light on Shabbat. The cat writes, you can't do like that. So that's why Beit Shammai is mikel on that. Oh, and the time. Okay, it's not a... It's
basically
not
like impossible. That's what it says.
Yeah, it sounds like if you say it's Durabanan, it's very easy to explain.
Yeah, it's basically Durabanan. I think it's
if you say it's Durabanan, then it's much harder to explain. Okay.
It's right
there. The Gemara makes a drasha on Amud Aleph. It brings, if you want to see it, it says, B'kol asher amarti alechem tishmeru, lerabot shvita kelim, keep all what I said, including shvita kelim. 15 lines in the bottom. It has a pasuk with a little circle. It has over there. Okay. Back to Maran. He says, Mutar lahatchil b'malacha b'erev Shabbat. It's fine. We don't hold a bit of it. It's fine to start malacha right before Shabbat. That's okay. Close to Shabbat. Even though it's going to complete itself, it's going to finish, it's going to continue into Shabbat, it's going to become finished in Shabbat, no problem. Kagon, what's an example? What we said, dyeing clothing, if you leave cloth, clothing, wool, whatever, into a dye, it's going to absorb, it's okay, and really take hold. That's okay on Shabbat. It's fine to leave it there sitting there. No problem. Latet unin. Pirush. Agudot. Taking clumps of pishtan, flax, latanur, kadeshi, alavnu. You put the flax to dry out in the oven. Could you do it on Shabbat? Yeah. You leave it in from before Shabbat and sits there in the...
What's flax?
Flax linen, like undershirt type of.
So you want to dry it out
and then it gets to be whiter. I don't know. I haven't done that. I have no idea. You take these flax plants, they're plants, and then they put them in the oven and it turns dry, and then they're gonna make it into a string or whatever. So, could you leave it in the oven to dry? Yeah, you could do it in the oven to dry. Even you put it right before Shabbat and dries on Shabbat. Let's take some Yura. Or putting wool in a cauldron in a pot with dye. She'en al ha'esh, can't be on the fire. V'hi tu chabitzi. It's closed up. There's no issue. But let's talk about what's that all about. But the same idea. She'im al ha'esh, asur shem yechata. What's the fire? Why can't it be on the fire? Because it's the same thing as
like cooking. Maritime.
Is it, what?
We said that maritime is a problem.
Maritime, okay, but besides maritime, there's another
issue. That's one about the coals.
And the stoke the coals, right. So then we have that, that's very practical. Not so much about dying. I never dyed clothing in my life.
Don't do that.
No, but what we do is we cook. So you could leave food on the fire, open fire. On
so this is where the word that I have for cooking comes from?
I mean, it's also brought later in Shulchan Aruch. It's actually, we're going to start dealing with those. Simanim about Bishul. And Hachzara and all the Jerabanan next week. It's already in Rishon and Gimel next month.
Well,
but yeah, that's it's the same idea. It's the same gezerah that you can't put up a fire. So let's say I want to put my soup on the fire, open fire from before Shabbat, so I should cook. So then we have to figure out how to make a mutar. But yeah, generally speaking, that's asur. You can't leave a food on an open fire on Shabbat, because if it's going to be on the open fire, you're going to maybe soak the coals or make it hotter or whatever it is. Okay? So then...
Well, that's what's the problem with it? Like, let's say, for example, even nowadays, it's a problem that because we have the...
We have gas stoves, electric stoves, whatever we have. It's going to cook, it's going to get hot, it's going to be...
So what about the platters that have this the thing?
Okay, we have to deal with that. It's not so pressure.
It's not so pressure. You have to, like, cover it or something.
Yeah, you have to deal with that a little bit, yes. If it has no knob, a lot of them have no knob, and that's the good thing to get. A hot plate, no
the regular
knob.
One.
What?
The regular one.
Yeah, some of the regular ones have no knobs, no dials. They're on or they're off. Those are going to be great for sardine, perfect.
You can put on all the food. With
you don't need to cover anything. You put the food directly on. You can put it over there. You can put it in a pie. Put whatever you want. You can put the food directly on, even in the middle of Shabbat. You can put the food on. You just can't put it on soup. It's all liquid. Put food on in the middle of Shabbat. No problem.
Even if it's not, even if it's a little liquid.
Yeah, a little liquid. Rove, we go by majority. So a lot of cholent. A lot of times, like chamin. There's a lot of food in it. It's not so liquidy. So you can put it on.
Yeah.
We go by majority. Majority of the volume. Most of the time, if you have. Like sometimes a chicken on the bone swimming in sauce. Okay, so it's swimming, so they're not. But if we're talking lots of things, it depends. If you have chicken with a little bit of sauce, that's fine to put back. Or you have the meatballs with a little bit of gravy, put that back. Whatever, it depends. If it's three meatballs and a whole pot of liquid, then get it. Okay, whatever. We'll judge that soon. Anyway, same thing by the dyeing the clothing. I feel in our age. Okay, even if it's not on the fire, we have another gezerah. We're supposed to have to make sure it's covered, the pot's covered completely. So you don't open it up. Why can't I open it up? Because the gezerah, I'm going to stir it. Okay? So we have to make
the
sure
same thing. Okay.
Now that doesn't apply to food. This gezerah is only
on
the dyeing the clothing. Yeah, it is asur, generally speaking. If you have not cooked food, to stir it on the fire on Shabbat. That's asur.
For cooked food, there's no problem because you're not cooking it at all.
Generally not a problem. We'll talk about chumrot that we have on the fire. We don't do it off the fire. Yeah, exactly. But in a chanam, yeah. The karadin is, it's fine. The karadin is mutar. If it's cooked, mutar to stir it on the fire. The karadin. Okay, we'll talk about that. Then, afilo in al ish, right, we said. Magiz begedara afilo in al ish, chayim ishur mevashel. If you're stirring the pot off the fire, it could be cooking. It could be cooking the dye into the clothing. It could be, or just, you forget about the clothing. Just cooking dye is in and of itself, this is going to be cooking. So that's going to be a problem if it's not fully cooked.
Like the clothing?
The dye. The dye cooking is called the cooking.
What is that, like the color?
The color, they probably get it from berries.
To cook.
Yeah. There's a chidush, but it's from the Gemara. It's not a chidush of Maran. There's cooking, even on non-foods. We have cooking, yeah, it talks about the Gemara, on wood, and on metal. There's cooking on everything. You can have cooking. Cooking just means it changes. The Rambam has three categories of cooking. There's cooking on food, cooking on liquids, and cooking on other materials that are not foods. And he says the definition by cooking by foods is it makes it edible. Definition by cooking by liquids is it makes it hot. And definition of cooking by other materials is it changes the substance, makes the hard things softer, and softer, and soft things harder. You can take wood chips, and they're hard, and you cook them, they'll soften up. Or metal, if you cook it at really high temperature, it's going to get softer. If you cook something like grass, it's going to dry out, whatever. You know, cooking and everything. Anyway.
All
right. So you see that over here. It's talking about cooking and dyeing. We don't need dyeing. Anyway. Which are the first mitzvot? Chayav v'dagim she'enetzim Shabbat. Okay, you could put out traps before Shabbat, and they're going to get trapped in Shabbat. No problem, like we said. Mutar limkor le'ani yodi latino some of the Shabbat v'ashiyis v'pelu b'tomim v'lo yom. I could sell to the non-Jew right before Shabbat. And fill up his load right before Shabbat. As long as he left my door, there's no maridayim, and he's doing it for me. If I do it on Shabbat, if I give him stuff on Shabbat, first of all, I can't sell something on Shabbat. But even when I'm giving him goods on Shabbat, that's a problem with maridayim. Anyway, over here, so I sold him before Shabbat, and then he's taking it out before Shabbat, that's no problem.
Even if we set the condition that he's going to sell it after Shabbat?
Yeah, but he's not selling it for me. He's selling it for himself.
Yeah. So let's say he's just finishing the job. You sold the thing, and he's finishing the job. So basically, like, you pay him after Shabbat, like, the thing with the job finishing, it wins a difference.
One more time, what's the case?
Like, you sold him in the beginning before Shabbat, the thing died, at the price that it was. Then, you waited Shabbat, he finished the job, he completed the dyeing, everything. He dried it up. He gave you the clothing.
If he's doing it for me, and I'm telling you to do it Shabbat, that's a problem.
But you're selling it to him. Like he's doing
if
it
I'm
for
selling
his
it
own
to
him,
he's doing it for his own self, and it's fine. Because he doesn't have to sell it back to me. He could sell it anytime. It is a system. They're doing a system every week. A clever way to try to avoid Shabbat. So, yeah, it doesn't work. Because then they know they're doing it for each other. Well, it works. It's like a normal store, normal seller and buyer. Sells to everybody, buys from everybody. So, yeah.
Oh,
why is
she counting?
Fine. Fine. Let's finish the Ramah, then we'll go back. Yeesh, my dear Josie, Shabbat. It's fine if I sell to him on Friday, even if he walks out on Shabbat. Mutar. As long as he has a private area. Is Achmir? We should be Machmir on this.
This Friday, my Machmir on this.
It sounds like a very limited kula, anyway. Fine. Let's go back to get some of the Mishnah Rasm, and then we'll see some of the Nafkim, you know, the cases over here. Aleph, v'Shabbat asur. It's asur on Shabbat make dye mishum megabel. Interesting. Shemar v'diyov amayim yachad. Interesting. Can't make dye on Shabbat because it can be megabel. It's a malacha of kneading the dough. Shemar v'diyov amayim yachad. If you're gonna mix the dye and the water and Shabbat together, that's a problem. Okay. Some say, what's the problem with doing that? Some say, soveya. Yishri, asur mishum soveya. Afilu hachi, ki mishum achim v'zman hamutar, b'er Shabbat, b'meh l'nimer v'la v'shabbat, shari. Soveya is dying. That's what the pashtu.
It's the pashtu is dying, that's not there, kneading.
It's not like kneading, he's saying. I don't know, maybe it's Megabel kneading is a different Isur. Sorry, yeah, it sounds like Megabel is a different Isur.
It's like you move it, like, probably when you...
Interesting. Kneading the dye is considered a Isur because it's kneading. And the Rambam says it's kneading is a problem of Sovaya. Dying is dying.
Right.
Okay, so that was Aleph. Bechol hani dechashiv yishmehem yisur d'oraita. Kshotah tah b'shabbat v'ilach yikim shemachiv v'ar shabbat mutah. Shari. That's the rule. The rule is Friday is good, no need to worry about it.
Even if it's Zoraita, that's not a problem.
Yeah. Okay, good. These are all good. Now go to Zion, skip ahead. What about traps? Could you put out a trap on Shabbat?
We
think you can put out a trap before Shabbat.
Yeah, we
can. Rav says you can put
out Shabbat.
Yeah. Could I put out a trap on Shabbat?
Of course not. It's my job.
So not. Says that like, Mishnah.
There's not a melacha called
trapping.
There is.
It's one of the
melachot. Or like getting on
sad. It was to be sad is one of the lamet melachot. But there's a big difference. Most of the time, sad is trapping in order to use the animal. You trap a deer to skin it, to use the skin, or trap a deer and then you're gonna shecht it, you're gonna eat it. Over here, many, many times trapping, we'll talk about, in the house, let's say you want to trap a mouse. People don't eat the mouse. They throw in the garbage. They kill it, throw it out, whatever.
People like the traps, those sticky ones.
Yeah. So the trap, the sticky traps are the mice. You're not eating it. So there's a big difference. That's one thing. That's going to make it malachah she'enchech l'vifah, change it from a deraita to a derabanan. That's one.
All
right. Okay, but still. Okay. B'Shabbat im hu... He adds a factor. He says, if you set it up, if you're putting it on Shabbat itself, I'm setting up a trap, and the animal comes in while I'm setting it up, that's a chayav, that's a sur for sure, that's a real big problem. Because chayav, it's going to be a sur in the Torah. What did he add? He added it if the animal comes in at the time.
That's what he added.
There's a big addition. Yeah. Big addition. Why? Because most of the time when you put down a trap, does the animal come in as you're putting it down? No. Mice are scared of people. They're not going to come in right away. Most animals don't come in as you're putting down the trap. They come in a minute later. 10 minutes later, 20 minutes, an hour, who knows? You put down the trap, it sits there for a second. So what's the big... So what? So what if it sits there? It's a big discussion. Some say, still say that. It's not sure. What are you talking about? That's the way it happens. Some say it's grandma.
Grandma too. Even if you set it up before Shabbat.
Yeah, no. If you set it up before Shabbat, we say it's mutar. That's
fine.
No problem. But what if you set up on Shabbat? He says, grandma, it's a time delay. It's not directly trapping an animal. I put down a trap and then trap the and then the trap itself trapped the animal. It's grandma. Big mechon.
There's people that say even in that case is.
It's a big discussion.
But why? What's the difference? Both cases, neither Rabbanan.
No, but grandma is mutter.
Grandma is mutter?
Yeah, for sardine.
Mikaradi, like, it's mutter.
Mutter, yeah.
Even right, like, so causing. If you see blood inside, you think it's
They didn't write down in the Sardi one. They usually write down all the comments from Rabbi.
Even
one,
like so why there is concern with the fridge?
No, in the fridge.
Why is there concern?
If the light's on in the fridge, then you can't open it because
no, I know that.
But otherwise, with the fan and everything. A lot of those. Of the old fridges are mutar because they're grandma. Yeah, that's for sure. The digital refrigerators, you have to deal with a little bit more things. Those are the ones that came out in the last 5-10 years. The newer fridges, they track the temperature a lot more accurately, and if you hold them open too long, then a little noise goes off. There's like a suction to keep it closed. There's certain pressure after you close it to cool all the food down. It's a lot more, it's a lot better, more efficient refrigerator, but there's a lot more issues on Shabbat. The old refrigerator is all Darabanan. Most of the Shailot. This is Shailot of Daraita.
So what? It suctions like the door?
Yeah, there's whatever. You've seen, I have most fridges. Anybody got a new fridge in the last 5 years? It's for sure one of these.
It sucks the door.
No, there's different things. Different companies come with different gadgets, different things. But all of them are fancier and more accurate and more direct than the old fridges. Now, it could still be the grandma, but it's not as pressure. The old fridges took 45 seconds for the mechanical and even the mechanical thermometers to pick up the temperature and change the temperature in the fridge and the fans and whatever. Freon. In the new ones, it's about 15 seconds or less. It's a electron thermometer. How many times the electrons go around in a circuit in a second? So that takes is very, very quick. So is that grammo? It's a lot less simple. It could still be. It's a discussion.
So you have to
You get one. They have one to have Shabbat mode. You put it on Shabbat mode, so it doesn't do anything on Shabbat. It's regular fridge on Shabbat. And the lights are not going to go on Shabbat. It doesn't. The bell doesn't go off when you open it too long. Yeah. They make it. Star K, the Hachshir. They talk to GE and Sub Zero, whatever. They talk to some of the companies. They make Shabbat mode. The companies are happy because then when they put it out, they write.
Free marketing, everything.
Yeah. They have all these million gadgets. Also Shabbat mode. So Sabbath mode. So for a Jew, some people want to know. So I'm going to buy the one that has with the GE one or the other company. I'm going to buy the GE because it has that company has the Shabbat mode. So for them, it's good. Whatever. They don't lose anything. It's simple. It's a program in the fridge. And the ones that have it built in, instead of putting it in fixed, the ones that have it all built in, it has programming. You never need to do anything. Like, it's programmed for the next 10 years. There's a calendar. And there's like a tiny chip in the refrigerator. Anyway, that was in there. That calculates how often it does the defrost of the ice in the freezer and checks up on the temperature. It does a lot of things. So it has a chip that does everything. So one of the things in there is Shabbat mode. So you press Shabbat mode when you buy it. And then every Shabbat, you don't need to remember every week to turn off the lights. Okay, some people forget this. So this Shabbat mode goes into effect on its own. Every Shabbat, every Yom Tov, wherever you are, it goes off for the next 24 hours, whatever it is. They put it in a computer.
Literally, it's on every moment.
It's not grandma. It doesn't rely on any cooler. It's very simple. It just uses. It's going to go on every 10 minutes, whatever. It goes on. Right? The fan doesn't go on every second. It goes on every 10 minutes. It checks the temperature every 10 minutes. But it's not because. Sorry, the way the normal is, it's checking the temperature as I'm opening the door. Oh, as I'm opening the door, then it sees. I need to turn on right away. So that's different. That's, anyway, different discussions. Anyway. There are post-game.
This is the amount of programming.
Yeah, you'll have to deal with it. Yeah, there are poskim who matir putting out a trap on Shabbat because of grandma. The Chazon Avadya brings it. Yaakov Yosef says asur. But in the Chazon Avadya, remember Chelik Hay or something, where he deals with this, he says you could do it. He really holds it. Ikari is matir. It's a machlok. Magen Avraham.
Here he says before Shabbat, so kosh tiken after Shabbat.
Yeah. So you could say it's like Maran Shachan Aruch says asur. How could how could Ravadi disagree? So the answer is the Pnei Yeshua says what this Mishnah Berurah is saying. It's only asur if it's a type of trap that animals are going to come in immediately as you're opening it up. That's asur. Other than that, it's mitzvah. Meaning, if you have a fish trap and there's a school of fish, a million fish, you put out a trap and there are fish flying going everywhere. As you're putting out the trap, you're going to catch fish. That's asur. That's even Ravadi would say that's for sure. It's immediate. But many traps, the animal's not going to come immediately. It takes me half a second to put it down. And the animal's is 10 feet away. Or it's not. I don't see it right here. I don't know if Maran would agree or disagree. It doesn't say.
Because why would he say it? Like it's
Maran just quotes the Mishnah. Yeah, okay. The Pnei Yeshua explains. Look, it's a chidush. I agree. I think Yesham Alismo. Look, it's not my opinion. It's Chacham Avadya. I don't need to have an opinion. Chacham Avadya Yosef. He knew how to learn. He knew how to explain this, answer all the questions. We have the Pnei Yeshua line. Anyway, many kids, anyway, it's Rabbanan, as we said before.
Yeah, okay.
So we have many a time. Subject to Rabbanan. Either way, is what to say that it'll be Matar. Look, Bashkenazim, they're only Mikhail. They're not Mikhail. But they'll be mekel for like if it's dangerous, like something is a rat. Rats, if they, it depends. They could have a disease. They could be dangerous. Yeah, mice, not really. They're just annoying. Okay. Okay.
Let me be audio. Ten. She says, "Kadesh lo yeh nireh Yisrael sival lo ti lachut." I can't have the non-Jew in my house when Shabbat starts, holding my goods, my things I want to sell, in his hands when he's walking out. Why? Marnayim. If he's in the house, he's walking out on Shabbat. Everybody says the non-Jew is taking this, taking some of the stuff, and he's going to sell on the market. So you think you sent him to do that? That's a problem. So you can't have him come out of your house holding your goods on Shabbat. So that's a marnayim. A different thing is, not only shouldn't be your agent, people should say they shouldn't suspect you of selling to him on Shabbat. Same thing. Shouldn't tell you. You shouldn't suspect that you sent him. You shouldn't suspect that you sold him on Shabbat. Okay. Fine. Next. Fine. Let's go back now to one or two of these examples they give, and then we're going to go on to Steve Ben. There's so many things over here. Okay, he brings here Beit Charoshet, a factory with mechona, electricity. Okay, you have a factory that works on its own for the whole Shabbat. Many factories like this. They produce plasticware and matches and a million things. Many, many things. You have machines in the factories that work and work and work.
You need employees.
Yeah, the employees in here are very minimal. What do they need? Employees just to watch that things don't break. Most of the time, though, the machines work the whole time, nothing, no problems. So, the new machines for conveyor belt, whatever machine factory machines are going to make stuff without any human intervention. You can watch on YouTube all the different factories and all the different things. A lot of them are amazing. The ones that like build the iPhone, they don't have any people sitting there screwing this in and opening it up. They put it in the design, and they have a tremendous machine that builds a smartphone in a minute and 5,000 in an hour. And if you have something like that, could you have that running on Shabbat? So he says, instead of the Chalke Yaakov, Alpi Dine Torah, and he's represent. Okay, look, Ikar Hadin, let's say it doesn't break all Shabbat. Let's assume, and let's say it has a built-in system. It's going to break, it'll shut down. If it gets, it's not going to blow up or whatever. So I set up the system. My factory is going to work all Shabbat. And what happens? Even if it breaks, it's not going to cause any damage. So whatever, it'll turn off. It has an emergency switch. It'll turn off. Okay. Can I do that on Shabbat? Can I have my factories work all Shabbat? So it says over here, the Chalka Yaakov or Yaakov Rai says you shouldn't have it. Yesh la asor, not because of the malacha. I mean, malacha is mutar. Shvita mekelim. Yesh luchal l'smog b'zeh zolzul b'kiddush Shabbat. Come on, this is the end of Shabbat. If it's going to be that you can have work or you can have robots doing melacha for you on Shabbat, and it's pre-programmed, it's going to cause zilzul Shabbat. Right? Soon, it's going to be every person in their own house has a robot made that makes them the coffee, changes the temperature, that opens the window, that folds their clothing, does the laundry.
Gets the coffee right there, that cooks everything.
It's going to take care of everything. And you can program it. It's going to program. And say, 8:30, make me a fresh coffee. And I programmed it from before Shabbat. And I program it to heat up the food, take out the food, set the table to mop the floor. They have things like this already a little bit. Soon, eventually, they'll have things like this. So could you have something like that on Shabbat? Big question. Big question. So from this Chalka Yaakov, he says, it's a problem. Not because of Malacha. Malacha is mutar. But Zilzul Shabbat is going to lead to people feeling what the Rambam said. If you have a non-Jew doing Malacha, it's going to feel like there's no Kavod Shabbat, that Malacha are light in people's eyes. You can violate Malacha. So now if you're going to set up a computer to do a million Malacha, you have to judge. So Ramosha, because of this reason, this is in the 70s, he said, we should not allow timers. Simple thing, like even the lights. Even the timers to go with the air conditioning and the lights. He says Zilzul Shabbat. He said not to do that. Well, the Minhag is we don't follow that. Ravadi, it says we don't follow that. That's not the Minhag. Most poskim say, who are we? We can't invent new Gezira. We can't say that. So we're not machmir on that. But you have to judge in each case. Like for now, a factory might be a little more severe than one person's timer. A robot is definitely more severe than a timer.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, but a question. Let's say, yeah, you know that there is, like, right now it's not so much, but when Bitcoin was like a thing, is to get these computers that actually does
mining the Bitcoin. You want somebody? So you set up your you set up your computer that's gonna do work on that all of Shabbat.
Yeah, it's just gonna mine Bitcoin.
Could you do that? So that would be. I think that would be.
Probably like dying, you know.
Ikara then, yeah, it'd be fine. It depends. On a small scale, I say that's Mutara 100%. Once we're talking, this is like a factor. This is like your job, and so you have to judge. Is this Pashut or not? Is this Zul Shabbat? In terms of what we're saying here, it's naturally Mutara in terms of Malacha. In terms of Zul Shabbat, so you have to ask the Gedolim. Even that, Rav Avadia, I remember, it was quoted by Rav Yitzchak Yosef, one of the Mosi Shabbat Shurim, and he said his father would allow sometimes with the factory to run off Shabbat if it was like a big thing that they needed. And it was a secluded place. It wasn't in the middle of the city. So then there's what to be mekel on. But basically, it's a discussion. It's not so simple. It's a discussion. He quotes here Yaskel Avdi, who was also mekel. Makom Sorokadov. They need it.
Well, he says,
for example, if something takes 7 days to produce, if it takes a long time to produce, so then, like medicines or certain things like that, in the factory, in the pharmaceutical companies, whatever, it's going to take time for the things to sit and work. So the machines are working all 7 days a week, and if you stop them in the middle, it's not going to work. The process takes more than 7 days. For example, I heard my brother-in-law tell me about this. They have Microsoft, whatever, it was a certain company that makes silicon chips for the smartphones. Makes tiny. They make them very, very small. And they wanted a company that was going to make for them the chips even thinner than they usually do. 10 millimeter. Very, very thin. Okay. So they have to, they take a little piece of plastic, and they get a lot of, a little piece of silicon rather. They take and they put in some nitrogen, they put in some phosphorus, they put in chemicals, they work it out, and then they put on all the printing all the wires, and they make a computer out of it. So they asked an Israeli company to work on this, and they put in who's going to work. They put out a bid who would work on their project, and an Israeli company bought this project to work for. I don't know if I remember. It was Microsoft, a big company that is going to make smart chip phones. Okay, so they're going to make the chip, but it's a 10-day process because that's the SID. In the sulfur, it's in the chemicals, in the vats, it's in the machines for a long time, for 10 days in a row. And the machines just watch it, that all the chemicals get in there to make the chip good. So it sits in the machine for 10 days. But if you break it up in the middle, it doesn't sit in the machine, if you turn off the machine for in the middle, it's not going to work. So is that Mutar? It's not. I'll shoot. If it's going to be the no Jews involved from getting the answer, then you have what we're discussing here. There's what to rely on. If there's going to be a Jew involved pressing buttons, that's a different problem. Yeah.
And if he's going to be involved
and pressing buttons, then it's going to be now we have to deal with Masa Shabbat. Very sorry.
And what about us? Can we take advantage of it after Shabbat?
Yeah, that's a big discussion. Shin Yud Chai. Masa Shabbat. Some say yes, some say no. We have to deal with that. Good question. The answer is in a short thing is Yesha Malas Mocha, but we'll talk about it over there. It's Machloke, Magen Avraham, and others.
For cooking, it's a very pashut thing. Like,
that you can't.
That you can't in Shabbat.
Yeah, so it says in Maran Shinir Chayat Aleph says anybody who's Mevashel, even Beshokeg, you can't benefit from that
in Shabbat.
On Shabbat.
He himself forever.
If it's Mezid, then everybody can't benefit forever. So then.
Yeah, anyone can benefit forever if Mezid?
I think Mezid. What does it say? We have here. I have a Mishamara. Let's just check.
I think in the Mezid I heard it.
It says in Shemara. But it says it's not just
for other people's for.
Here. No. You're right. Mezid asur lo olam for him. Mezid for him forever. Acherim mutar mosi Shabbat. Good. So then, that's exactly what we're relying on. We're going to rely on the fact that they did it. Even if they did mezid, but after Shabbat, mutar lacherim for others. The machloket is what if they do it for somebody? When Raham is machamir, he says, if I cook for you, Shabbat then is asur for you, even for you. If I cook for myself, for sure it's asur. But if I cook even for you, it's there for me and for you.
Forever.
Forever. That's the Magen Avraham, because it shouldn't benefit. It shouldn't benefit for the person who cooked or the person who cooked for. The person who cooked for is also part of the Knas. So now these companies are making for any of the people who are going to buy from them. So now I bought from them, so they made it for me. So maybe according to Magen Avraham, it should be a problem. That's what Yaakov Yosef says. He said the Ikar Din, he wants to disagree with the Magen Avraham. It says the Magen Avraham, Achirim, it means everybody's Achirim. Okay, it's a discussion. But, yeah, all these cases, big discussion.
Discussion everywhere.
Yeah.
Discussion. No, there is the rules that we know. But the new cases, that's where the discussion is. Like, basically, like, the cases that are like
modern cases, those are not going to.
Even the lights were a discussion before.
A light with the timer, or just lights what? Like turning on and off. Yeah, it was all most all post email that came out. Turning on lights in Shabbat is totally a story. Yeah.
But there was someone that said that yes.
Not of the real Orthodox opinions. There's a machloket in the Rabbanan deraita. There's so many things over here. Wow, so exciting. They have, what about the, a website that sells things on Shabbat. I have an uncle who has, like, I'm sure everybody, and lots of people have this. So he has a store in downtown Manhattan, and they sell clothing. Okay, very nice. He also has a website. He also sells clothing. Okay. So now he knows if someone's going to go on his website on Shabbat, and press order and pay with a credit card. So it's going to go in the system and they're going to ship it. Fine. Whatever. Could he have that? He set up his website on Sunday. Whatever. Before Shabbat. But now someone's going to come on Shabbat and use the website. Non-Jew. Going to use the site and going to order. He's going to make money. And then on Sunday or Monday, they'll ship it out to them. But should that be a sort? But his
yeah, I heard that.
His website. His property is doing melacha, is setting up the system, is setting up the transaction.
Mutar.
Is it mutar? So it's a big discussion. Everybody's talking, a very big discussion, you know, like everything. Yeah. He quotes here, Ravadia Toledano, the grandson of Ravadia Yosef. Ravadia Yosef and Toledano, a big Talmud Chacham is still alive. He has a super big tshuva. I think I looked at this once. It's like 30 pages on this one question. And he really... He's very convinced it's mutar and to leave open the website. But there were machmirim on this question. But it's a big discussion. Rav Eliashiv, I believe, held it was mutar also. But it was a discussion. There's definitely the some say yes, some say no. But
it's a machine.
It's a machine, yeah, it's not me. So that makes it better. But that's the point. Shita Kelim. This is the whole sugya is Shita Kelim. So when is a mutar, when is a asur? So we said before, usually, Maran, Paskin, Shita Kelim, is mutar.
Yeah.
But we have to worry, maybe it's also Shabbat, what we're talking about over here. All these things.
Okay, this case is not so much this Shabbat.
Yeah, because it's in cyberspace, I'm not really talking
about it. Yeah. When you're early, you have to know about that also.
When I turn on my computer, I'll get an email, I'll say it. On Shabbat, it doesn't matter.
When you're around, you have to know about everything. You have to know what the processes of this, of making that. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, so this is very... this is definitely a big discussion, lots of cases. I saw a letter, Rav Yitzchak wrote, someone asked him, Rabbi Soa, he's Rabbi Rafael Soa. Well, it's an English halacha. I think he's also Spanish. He writes... I think his original language is Spanish. He writes halacha for Sfaradim. So he writes some of the Sfaradi halachot. From Yaakov Yosef. So he wanted to write about this case. And leaving a Shabbat. So I saw the book. It's an old book. 15 years old, whatever it's old. So he asked Rav Yitzchak Yosef and he got a letter from him. And he wrote, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, right, I think it's probably mutar. But I want to write a tshuva. I want to think. I want to learn it. I want to discuss it, and I want to write about it. But I haven't had time to do it. So when I get around to it, I'll write you again. So this is a big discussion. It's a big topic. It's not easy. These are not simple. Anyway, there's a lot of other things.
They don't have time to write all this test report.
I mean, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, he's writing and writing. Okay, save that. We're trying to team the Gadav Lekoviz and Yudiv Orel Amdan. Yeah, so this is exactly a similar miracle with the conditions in that. Can I give the non-Jew my clothing to wash? So the answer is yes. Mutar, it's a Muslim right before Shabbat, no problem. Even Orol Abadan, that's a tanner who's going to tan the hides. I give him a hide of an animal. He dries it out, whatever they do. So I can give it to the non-Jewish tanner right before Shabbat. In Kazakol Dami, but I made a price. Or just for free. It's hard to find laundry mat that's going to do things for free. But it doesn't matter. Who shall I tell him I have to do it. He has to do it on Shabbat. That the non-Jew cannot do it in my house. He has to do it out of my house because otherwise Maharayim. You look at us, Asur Be'er Shabbat. Good. Okay?
We spoke about this.
Yeah, we talked about this. A great line. Very good. But just this is where it comes up also over here. It's brought over here. Yeah. Let's have Gimel, so Dal, same idea. Okay. Then, just to look at Gimel, just a quick. If it's everyone knows it, shouldn't, you really shouldn't do it if it's public. Public is a problem, because then everybody's going to know it's a Jew's thing. So we talked about the boat, we talked about the Jew's house. Can't have construction workers work on the house on Shabbat. Certainly a problem. And then, if it's before Sam, it's also okay. Then he says, "Da kosher katzas alf bijay asayin inim melachah b'shabbat mutar l'shal l'voja keli b'shabbat atzvan." Wow, amazing thing! I asked the non-Jew, make me a suit. I go and he measures me, whatever. I tell him $100 or $1,000, whatever, or a shoe, and he makes it for me. And he makes it on Shabbat. I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbat. Can I benefit? Can I go to his store, take the shoe, and put it on Shabbat?
On Shabbat itself.
Can I?
You finished that one on Shabbat?
Yeah. I gave it to him Friday. And I said, do whatever you want. I'm going to come and pick it up next Tuesday. So you can do it Friday, you can do it Saturday, you can do it Sunday, Monday. Tuesday. Okay. All right. But then he sees me in the street. He says, oh, by the way, you know, I finished it this morning. Do you want your shoes? I said, oh, yeah, thank you. Mutara, sir.
Because he's working for himself.
He's really working. Shachanar says, Mutar, little boy, Shakalim Shabbat. You can take it and wear it on that Shabbat.
He's working for himself.
He just decided when to do. Kul katata, dana she'avid. Very good. Yishar, that's the Maran. Rama Machmir. Yishar, real little show, because you're doing it on Shabbat. Can't do it. If he worked it on Shabbat, you cannot do it. Shalom, Timbo, Shabbat, you can do it. Can't do it. You have to wait till after Shabbat. Hachanar, Chachilim, Lushan, Shargal, Shabbat, Yishar. Basically, Ramaz Machmir, unless you absolutely need it. Okay. They talk about, this is not, we shouldn't lie. They talk about a big discussion much later in Chela Gimel. What about, you go to a bakery, non-Jewish bakery, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever. They're non-Jews working there. And they bake stuff on Shabbat. And they say, you can take it and you'll pay it later. We trust it, let's suppose. Yeah, you know the guy. You tell him, I'll pay it later. I'll pay after Saturday. I'll pay Saturday night. Can I go in and buy a donut?
Yeah,
they have actually. Let's say Dunkin' Donuts or some other place. But they cook it on Shabbat.
Why are you dying?
So it's a big discussion, back and forth in the Rishonim. There's if it's a muksa shaila, then it's a problem. If not, then there's what to rely on. Okay, anyway, they talk about it in much later.
What's the difference between the shoe and this one?
Oh, very good. Same idea. The difference is over there we're dealing with if it's a muksa issue. If it's not a muksa issue, ikar it is mutar, yes. Then they have achar rishonim. This was in the Rosh, in the end of Beitzah, the last one, he deals with this for like a whole two columns. It's a very big question. Everybody wanted to know, because the Jews want to buy fresh bread on Shabbat. So they go to the non-Jews, and the non-Jews are baking, so they want to buy the non-Jewish bread on Shabbat. So some Rishonim said yes, Rabbeinu Tam said no way, and then they made a cherem on this, and no one's allowed to do that. And they had somebody who once did it, and then they had a whole story about it. It was punishment Shemayim, he got terrible, something bad happened to him. The Rush brings the whole discussion, it's in the Mordechai, it's a big discussion in Rishonim. So they say, what was all the reasons Rabbeinu Tam? So they give like three reasons. Each one you could discuss is Pashut this. And the Magen Avraham brings it down. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch over there. If you need to, mutar. Maran. But then he says, come on, we should be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. And so he's so strict on this and give a different reason. Muksa is the biggest one. But you have to judge each one. There's a muksa, and there's more muksa there than by the shoes. Muksa by the by bread is flour. Flour is muksa. Before Shabbat. Can't eat flour. It's a, no one eats flour. Not edible. So they turned it into a challah or into a donut. It's still muksa. It remains muksa. Okay, then
you cannot change the status.
Yeah, then the Rosh is made. There's Rishonim. Big, big discussion in the... There was a practical for is they have, I saw this, Rav David Tarani, Posek Bismarck, Svarati Timani in Eretz Yisrael, Dayan. He writes, what can I have? Can I have a machine that's a bread machine? You heard of bread machines?
Yeah.
You put in flour, some water, and some eggs, whatever it is you want to put in. Close the door, press the button, and it makes you the bread in 2 hours, whatever. It makes you nice, fresh, warm bread. It needs it, it bakes it, does the whole
Shabbat.
So now, if you put it in before Shabbat, so Shabbat Mutar. You have to judge.
It's like, because it could be like the.
It's like an oven. It's like a crock pot. What's the difference? Okay. What about, now I say, there's a timer built in. They made this machine with a timer. So, so people, it doesn't matter. You can do it during the week. You put in the flour, put in some water, put in some eggs, press the machine, time delay, 10 hours. Flour doesn't spoil. Eggs don't spoil, whatever, eggs are not going to spoil. So you put it there for 10 hours. Time to return. So this way, I put it at night, I'm going to go to sleep, when I wake up in the morning, a fresh toast, bake that morning. Okay? So on a Tuesday, you can do this. You can do it on Friday night. So you have fresh challah baked, 11 in the morning on Shabbat day. By my machine.
When you set up the timer?
I set up the timer on Friday. I pressed all the buttons on the machine, Friday. Time start delay, 18 hours.
When you put the eggs and the
I put it all on Friday. I put it all on the machine. Okay. I close the machine. They have machines. This is not future. This is not science fiction. You can get on Amazon. They sell bread machine. They make them. With time delay, you just put it on the timer. It works. So he brings a big discussion. He's machmir. Because the muksa, the whole discussion in the Rishonim becomes practical.
There's no muksa if the
flour was muksa. Gamar b'diada. The reasons made it kel, but it's also not a pashut to make kel. It's a discussion. Everything.
But there is grammar. There is also grammar.
Yeah, muksa is a fun topic. There's too much to talk about. One
muksa, like muksa.
We have to get there. We're not there yet. Okay.
What's a fima?
It's relevant to Shin Chet, Shin Yud, Shin Chet, or Shin Yud.
Well, only three seifim on this too.
Five seifim. That's where they discuss Muksa. It's not short.
Shin Bet to Shin Yud.
Shin Chet.
Five seifim.
Yeah, five seifim.
Only five seifim they discuss all of them Muksa.
Muksa, yeah.
Okay. People go crazy about.
Yeah, Shin Chet is more than 50 seifim.
What? That's a different thing. That's a different thing.
Muksa is practical. Yeah, as with many things, it's a more practical thing. Okay. So we'll have to do it another time. All right.
Let's stay here for an entire
I wish you night. All right.